This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is so dangerous, this modern world where they want to make us totally domesticated, where they want to disconnect us from the fields, from the farms, from everything. And then Amazon's Bezos admits he wants a global monopoly over everything, and then he wants to destroy free speech. He wants to destroy America. He's a globalist. He gets $600 million from the CIA to fund the Washington Post to lie about our Americana recovery. And then I've got a chart here I wanted to show Steve Quayle and everybody else that's watching on television. This chart shows how quickly Amazon is eating the retail world. And hey, it's great, it's convenient, but once it becomes oligopoly, it's able to even shut down Walmart. Walmart's imploding because of it. This chart shows how quickly Amazon is eating the retail world, where you can't actually go out and have local shops, local businesses, and communicate with a human. It's beyond robots taking over. Now they've bought up Whole Foods and have robots getting ready to take control of that. Here's the chart. Look, as retail goes down, Amazon goes up. And they're so monopolistic, even online shopping carts like us can't deal with it. I mean, they can do shipping, you know, for like a dollar. That's why they say it's free to you, because how they've scaled up. We have to charge $6, $7, say, on a heavier object. People want the lower price, so they destroy themselves giving it to a guy worse than George Soros. So that's why it's economic warfare. You've got to shop at the mom and pop some. They're always going to have some stuff that you're not going to see. Thrift shops, you name it. You've got to go to farmers markets, at least some, you know, to keep that there. You've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and a shopping cart that's based here in Texas that actually hires people and that actually gives you good prices. In fact, we sell a lot of stuff that's sold on Amazon lower than they do, but we still can't compete with the shipping because they, again, have scaled up so high that no one can compete, including Walmart. And then that kills competition. Steve Quayle, can you speak to that briefly?
Well, absolutely. I'm calling this whole takeover Frankengreed, okay? Frankenstein was, obviously the monster created by parts. But now Frankengreed is taking on a life of its own. It doesn't matter if it's in the computer field, doesn't matter in the service sector. And what Bezos is doing is total, in my opinion, the total control. It's like the old statement, give me a control of the nation's money and I care not who writes its laws. How about this? You'll owe your soul to the company's store. And now if you put it into, let's say everything crashes, Alex, except cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, or whatever, and people start making all kinds of money, which they are, and obviously I'm not faulting anybody for that, but if you look beyond the obvious astronomical growth and understand that when everything you have is in a crypto or in the cloud, then your butt is in a real trouble on Earth, because whoever controls, look, power, everybody can have their wallets, and I'm a physical commodity guy.
Exactly, but giving it one centralized global store, that's perfect for the mark of the beast. It shuts down competition, and then you have to depend on it for everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it decides more and more Amazon isn't letting patriots have stores, too. Then it can cut you out of the marketplace.
And they did that on YouTube, remember, with people that were able to monetize their information. And so
they've already lowered our monetization 78%, which we have more views than ever. They're just robbing us now because we're conservative.
And they lie about all of our placements and everything. Look, everything they say is a lie. You know the old joke, how do you know when a major newscast is lying? When they're opening their mouths. How do you know?
Hey, and Google's been caught everywhere, stealing passwords, stealing data, yep. Monopoly, scamming. And, of course, they don't pay you what you're supposed to. It's all a giant fraud.
It's all a giant fraud. And, you know, I remember this. I said, I did this 15 years ago on talk radio. I said, what we're going to have is assassination algorithms and the mathematical.
That's right. Let's come back and explain that, where they economically squeeze everything out. It's unbelievable. They already have computer programs. Hit one button, then a virus goes out and digitally erases your video algorithm, your voice print algorithm, you name it, and then doesn't even allow you to buy or sell, so you can no longer even communicate through the digital platforms.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
All right, award-winning documentary filmmaker, best-selling author, Steve Quayle is our guest. And I'm going to open the phones up after he leaves us at the bottom of the hour, just specifically on the ceasefire deal reached by Trump and Putin about an hour and a half ago. This is huge news up on InfoWars.com. Big victory for Trump. Big victory for our military, not letting ISIS and Al-Qaeda take control of Syria. Obama and the globalists and Hillary started that civil war 6 years ago, destroyed Libya, destroyed Syria, destroyed so many other areas, overthrew our allies in Egypt. This is a big defeat against the globalists, and Trump and Putin have really hit it off. We need to work with Russia to defeat radical Islam. There are just so many exciting things going on, so that's at the bottom of the hour. First-time callers on that subject or other things, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We've got some new memes that we've produced that we're going to be airing at the bottom of the hour as well in the whole war against CNN. But I've declared CNN dead. They're just propping it up right now. But even though they know it's dead, it has no viewers, but MSM's turning against it, don't they understand that's the final domino to fall? 800-259-9231. Now, going back to our guest, Steve Quayle. Steve, what else is on your radar economically, geopolitically? I know Ron Paul said Trump, he thinks he's doing a great job in the economy, but too little too late because of all these countervailing global forces. A lot of the big banks want to raise interest rates to try to kill the recovery. Again, I want to be positive, and part of having a recovery is being positive, and Trump's doing real things to have real industry, real farming, real heavy machinery. That's part of that, but exuberance with a real economy is good. But I don't think if he doesn't get the tax cuts and the rhinos block him, I think they're the biggest threat. And if we don't get Obamacare repealed, I think this is going to stall by October, where it traditionally stalls. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, Alex. And the first thing I would say to the president, and obviously you have his ear and he listens, is, Mr. President, you have got to clean out the people that were placed strategically, even hidden within the major departments under
your administration. And Obama admitted that when he was leaving. He said, we're putting in a fifth column.
Absolutely. Now, anybody who's pushing for war with Russia, if that's the same line as Hillary, I don't care, national security advisors, I don't care who they are, generals, then he's got to get rid of them. And here's my recommendation to the President of the United States. Call back the generals that have battlefield experience. Reinstate those who had to leave out of conscience. Bring back the men who will know how to fight. Because, listen, everybody's teaming up against the United States. I want to make a statement. Europe is toast. Europe is done. I salute Poland and the Czech Republic. What wonderful people that put their people's lives first. And if I were President Trump, I'd sit down with Vladimir Putin and President Trump's most trusted advisor, the most trusted advisor, not his son-in-law. And I would sit and I would take my most trusted friend, whether it's Secretary of State Tillerson or somebody that just has a record, you know. And by the way, Flynn was set up, and I think General Flynn is an amazing man. And the thing that scared the wee-wee out of the traitors was the fact that General Flynn knew what had to be done. And they were scared, Alex, of being
found. Well, sure, and he helped orchestrate the deal with Russia to block Obama turning Syria over to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. That's why they really hated him.
Absolutely. But also, I think people need to understand the big picture. Years ago, you and I did a couple shows over, I think, 2 or 3 years, where we talked about the Chinese white papers. And if everybody thinks back, there was a missile launch up the coast of Catalina.
That was a threat. They've got satellite killers.
Yep. And so the thing is that we are so behind the eight ball, in my opinion. Outside of using our ultra-black, and I will say this, our space-based weapon systems that exist, if anybody doubts that, they don't know the history of weapons development, and that they've got to recognize that it is in America's favor to get along with the Russians. The Russians are amazing people. Now, look, I'm a rabid anti-communist.
But Russia's not communist anymore.
It isn't anymore, but we are. We are undergoing a Russian.
Yeah, we've got Atlantic Monthly and Hollywood saying, get rid of Christians. The sun is set on America, pushing weird anti-white division stuff. Just brazen. Imagine if the Russians were saying stuff like that in the old Soviet Union. This is beyond, I mean, this is like more rabid than the Soviets. And then they're the ones pointing at the Russians because they're the globalist threat. They're trying to point at another outside threat to make us rally around Hollywood. I mean, what is wrong with Hollywood? Why are they so turned over to pedophilia? Who's worse, Hollywood or the people that have taken over the Catholic Church?
I would say this, they're one and the same. And when we go all over the world, Alex, my film crews go all over the world, the cover-up and the cover-over always leads back to the Vatican. Now, I am absolutely friends with Catholics. I'm not. There's no anti-Catholic sentiment in my statement. But the Vatican, our DVD, you guys sell it, The Unholy See, covers the exact cover-up. Look, when my film crew was in Sardinia, they were monitored by Vatican helicopters. Literally, you'd think it was a scene out of Raiders of the Lost Ark. And by the grace of God and people praying for their safety, I got guys now, half the world away and harm's way to prove that even there in the middle of the jungles, Alex, the control is that deep. So that mystery missile that ABC carried years ago, look, I had guys in the Defense Department, I had missile commanders, I had everybody.
Well, they lied to us and said it wasn't a missile. They said it was a vapor trail from a plane when it was clearly a knockoff of a U.S. Sea-launched...
Submarine-launched ballistic missile, an SLBM. And, you know, Gary Haven, pilot, 15,000 hours. You know, Gary's never seen a plane, a jet, act like that. Even a fighter on full afterburners. I had guys tell me they did the spectral analysis in real time. In other words, they were able to blast the plume, the fuel plume, and get an instantaneous reading.
Sure, they were hitting it with heat-seeking monitors.
You got it. But not only that, they knew exactly which country it came from. Now,
because they know the signature of the missile.
Yep. And so every missile, the propulsion system, the signature, the telemetry, just like North Korea, who has the most to gain to be lying to us about what North Korea achieved? Because then it goes right back to who provided them the technology.
Let me ask you that question since you raised it. I've got the article right here. Mainstream news, Bill Clinton paved the way for nuclear Korea, gave them the reactors that could make the fissile material, helped China get their long-range ICBM technology. Just in the 90s, most of their missiles blew up. So now China's clearly given that to them. Why? Why? Why?
Well, because at heart, he's a globalist. He's obviously a Solilinskyite. And all people have to do to question, if they're questioning you...
They love death. They love destruction. They love recklessness, death. The evil, yeah, of giving a pure evil regime nuclear weapons. That is a great satanic move to do. It's a bad, horrible thing, so they do it.
Right, and Loral Satellite Corporation, and this was told to me by a four-star active...
And Hughes. It came out Loral and Hughes both were allowed to do it. Go ahead.
Yep, but listen, Alex. I asked the general this specific question. I said, General N, do they have everything? And he said, Steve, they have everything. And I said, even ultra-black? He said, there's some they don't have, but that's what they're working on stealing the most. Now, again, you and I carried the story. I didn't finish it. The white papers. What most people in the West don't understand is that the Chinese are on record as saying, if for their manifest destiny, if 300 million Americans die...
Yeah, that goes back to the 60s and 70s. They say,
you got it.
And so, they're willing to kill all of us, even if we kill half of them. They say they have an overpopulation problem.
Absolutely. So the idea of killing innocent people in Korea, we're talking about an initiation of global nuclear war. I think what President Trump just did, and by the way, Alex, if you can get a Lavrov on, he speaks really good English. In my opinion, okay, he's one of the smartest men in the world who has the most common sense.
And he's been trying to make a deal with the United States against China and against radical Islam, which is the normal, smart move to make.
And can you get him on? Because, again, I would say this, that he is... He
they don't
is,
want to... People like that don't want to create a huge controversy. One time, I've been invited to go over to Russia at RT things, and I've been invited to... they said I could probably interview Putin if I wanted to, but it'd be about hunting and fishing. That was a few years ago, and I just the optics of me going over to Russia, because, you know, I mean, it's not that I'm afraid of it, but they'll say I'm over there getting my orders or whatever. But I'm tempted to go just because they keep saying it. But you know, we should try to get somebody like Lavrov on. The way I could do it is I could go to a press conference and ask him questions. I know for a fact I can do that right now.
I think that even beyond that, I think that you should make an outreach. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to tell Alex Jones what to do, but I have followed Russian, and I mean this, the Russian thoughts, and I've dealt with some amazing Russian people. At one point, they were our enemies. At this point, we have to see them as if Putin is standing up for the people of Russia and telling the American citizens, don't give up your guns, then he's talking about freedom.
And they're becoming Christian, they're paying people to get married and have kids.
Absolutely.
They're going the opposite, and I've watched some of their stuff in Russian translated to English where they're teaching about that they poison the vaccines, it's world government. I mean, it's basically, the truth is, I don't want to brag, but our whole liberty movement, basically the Russians believe it because they lived under the Soviet system. They know it's true. Much of what we've covered, the Russians have actually picked up, and vice
Absolutely.
versa.
Absolutely. And by the way, I think RT and RU are both sending film crews into Bozeman. They want to interview myself and Timothy Alberino. They want to interview us on the cover-up of ancient civilizations and why that all these people that are into Satanism and everything worship the deities and the gods. Getting back to Macron, if that doesn't scare the full bladder and the full body.
Saying he's a god.
Saying he's God. And I want to put this into perspective.
Well, stay there. Let's come back and talk about that. Final segment with Steve Quayle, then your phone calls. I'll play some of the Trump-Putin interaction that was public as well. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Spread that link.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5555. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. I first had Steve Quayle on now 22 years ago. That's when I was looking at the calendar last night. And I got on air in April of 1995. So how many years ago? 21, 22 years ago? Yeah, that's 22 years ago. And when my first guest was Steve Quayle, and I thought, this guy is just wild. And about 90% of it's come true. Steve Quayle, we're carrying, all four of his new films. We've got The Holy See that really exposes how the Satanists have taken over the Vatican. We're not anti-Catholic. It's just a fact. The Unholy See, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And by the way, it's free shipping, store-wide on everything. We're doing that for the month of July, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Certainly thought-provoking information. Now, we were getting into Macron before we went to break and other issues. If you just joined us, he did say on Wednesday that he is the God Emperor, Jupiter, and did declare emergency powers, basically martial law, over France. And he just walks around totally crazed like he's God. He is a total mental patient. I've had this happen to people I've known in my life where they just decide they're just invincible. It's like a form of make-believe. It's possession. I don't know what you call it. The more power I get, the more humble I get. I don't understand people that petty folks get a little bit of power, like a McDonald's manager or something. This guy is just a nobody, a total puppet. He comes into the line today, comes down from where he's at to get beside Trump so that he can look all powerful. Again, what is the disease in people's minds like this from your research, Steve Quayle?
Well, I think the picture you're showing right now, look at him biting his lip, Alex. Watch Obama when he's lying. Watch Paul Ryan when he's lying. I believe that's a signature of their conditioning, i.e. or their cloning. You know how many people won't accept that? Now, look at his eyes. The Bible says his eyes are the windows to his soul. Look at the lip furled. I don't know how to describe his lips, but watch for that, ladies and gentlemen. Alex, you said it. You said it. Even were mocked by the entity in the White House. Some people refer to him as the former president. I refer to him as the entity. So while we're watching this taking, again, let me share a word. Outpicturing. You're going to see, ladies and gentlemen, not erratic behavior, but that which possesses these men, these women. You're going to see them showing their true nature. And God is stripping off the veneer. He is absolutely revealing to let
by giving them rope, letting them think they're invincible, their mental illness is coming out. What was the term you used earlier? You got caught up by break about assassination algorithms.
Assassination algorithms. The Illuminists and globalists control all the world's data banks. They control every single, quote, secure server in the world. They have advanced mathematics. Now, here's the word that people won't recognize until they begin to see it. But they have a supernatural oversight. Alex, the basic point I'm at in my life now, and, you guys are carrying the book Xenogenesis. I believe that's the most important book that I have written to tell people what lies ahead. And again, the latest documentary which you carry is The Holocaust of Giants. What I'm saying to you, the giants were the offspring of the fallen angels in antiquity and history, and their fathers, the fallen angels, I believe that's who the unseen.
Well, certainly the Bible says that. Other folks say that those are metaphors. I don't even get into all that stuff, but I know the elites are obsessed with it, and now Macron is saying he's God, and now we have drones that are out there killing people autonomously by algorithm. That is so dangerous. That's directly out of Skynet, which we know is art imitating life, because we know under Space Command from the 1970s, the code words for it is Skynet.
Absolutely. And to get people to understand the Terminator series, which
they admit the CIA was involved in.
Absolutely. Well, let me share this. The CIA is involved in every single sci-fi. Gene Roddenberry was a CIA asset, okay? Obviously, people don't recognize.
So why are so many folks formerly with the CIA, some of which I talked to that know you from out in Colorado, coming out with all this info now? Are they breaking with the program, or is this part of a larger existential of the hierarchy?
No, I think they're breaking with the program because, Alex, they're seeing the reality of hell. They're seeing it in, and I call Hollywood, Hollywood. They've bewitched the world, Hollywood, the witches' wands. The witches are cursing Trump. That's why Christians have got to be praying for his safety, his family's safety. And by the way, when you and I were on a show together years ago, when they were going to launch the phony Ebola thing, if you remember that show, I said, shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way you end up dead. So we have got, and this thing, the attack on white Christian America, what is that? Right out of the mouthpiece of
Satan.
And then
they say, we're racist to say that. They're the ones saying, white people, get Christians. This is insane. Thank you, Steve Quayle. Very powerful. Your film's available. InfoWarsStore.com. Very, very thought-provoking. You're dead on from my research geopolitically. Thank you so much. I questioned some of the other stuff, but it's all interesting. And hey, it's free speech in America. Thank you so much. Always intriguing, Steve Quayle.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption, broadcasting worldwide into your mind.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Do not attempt to adjust your dial.
We are in control. We are allowed to look at WikiLeaks, but not you. We are allowed to do the thinking, but not you. We are CNN, the Communist News Network, the Coward News Network, the Cancer News Network.
I kind of like that classical music. My dad's dad was a cool guy. And he was a guy from Texas, and but he still like listened to classical music. And so I remember him coming to get me out of bed at like 4 a.m. to get ready and go out and drive around and mess with the cows and stuff. And he'd be in there drinking his coffee, listening to classical music, and then we'd be riding along with a little transistor radio. It was like a red radio. It was sold. It was like pink, like something from the 50s. He'd have this playing with music out of Dallas, you know, 100-something miles away, and just cool, driving around to the woods and looking at the cows and checking the fences and feeding the cows while classical music played. Just popped in my head listening to that piece of music. Memory's so good sometimes. I think I listened to this song with him. I'm not enough of a buff on classical to know who that is. Is that Night on Bald Mountain, I think? Is that Night on Bald Mountain? It is Night on Bald Mountain. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. Thank you for joining us. Here's the bottom line. They are scared of us creating our own economies. And I was always somebody who was pro-free market, but as a Christian, I could see how the left manipulated people because I was almost ashamed to try to make a bunch of money for myself. I mean, after I had a good car working and a decent house, I didn't want more. In fact, more is kind of a hassle, but then they tried to shut me down about 11 years ago, came after me, said I was just trying to make money all over the news. I said, you know what, I'm going to show you make money. I'm going to show you what we're going to do. But we've gotten to a level now where we go to the next level, there's not much higher to go in the fight against these people. And I'm not doing it for my name. I'm not doing it for my ego. I'm doing it to survive for myself, my family, and your family. Because believe me, if they can destroy us, they're going to bring the whole thing down. Our destinies are now intertwined right now. And we've allowed ourselves to be born into this high-tech society. We've been eased into it, but now we're waking up to the fact it's a trap. Not the technology's bad, one of your calls in a moment, but that the globalists have designed it and twisted it with Trojan horses and systems of oppression. And so we now, with our choices and our dollars and our movements and our actions, bend it back towards the light and back towards good intention, goodwill, not bad will. Google throws party in D.C. for digital Democrats, Jerome Corsi, Infowars.com. And what did Schmidt just announce last week? I saw the headline, 3 million to gun control groups. I mean, every day or two, it's 10 million here, 3 million there, 5 million there. And that's just from Schmidt. Not the top 300 or so Googlers who are almost all globalist social engineers with NQTEL, the CIA, 17 years ago that literally founded it with NSA software. To not be a search engine, but to be a mass tracking system of you and your family. Google is a breakaway civilization, and he just wants your guns. Because he's worried that there might be a rebellion against the technocratic takeover once you realize it's forced inoculations for all. It's the orderly control of the phase-out of 90% of the population. So just remember that. That's why I talked about Bezos and how something like 80% of the retail sales have been killed by Amazon. That's killing diversity. It's killing choice. And then you're going to see, just like with Walmart, once they've killed all the jobs for 50 miles around, they're going to jack the prices up. That's why it's imperative to support independent shopping carts. Look, I know how easy Amazon is, and I'd sit there every few days and see a couple of Amazon packages for food or medicine or what. I'm just saying, hey, everybody stop being lazy. I want you to go out to mom and pop shops, and I don't care if it's a couple dollars more because it's scaled up through Amazon, buy it there. Told the wife that, told the nanny that helps out, myself that. I'm just like, and I'll even support, you know, bigger companies or whatever, but I now look at what their politics are. And if they're on the board of gun control groups or they're on the board of the Federal Reserve, like the, you know, Chobani owner or whatever, I'm not doing business with them because they're monopolistic. They're coming after our freedoms. We're done. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect. But now, because of the internet being so accessible, we can use it against them. I go and I check everything I buy, everything I do. I was in a store the other day. My son had outgrown his exercise clothes, and he wanted some Patagonia clothes, which are nice jackets, nice camping stuff. And I went, no, the owner of that is sworn to communism, sworn to bringing down America, an SJW, anti-police. Not the police are perfect, but I'm, you know, not George Soros. Let's overthrow him so he can run things. No, thank you. And I said, sorry. In fact, I said, son, I'm glad you mentioned that. I said, I actually have a Patagonia jacket. When I got home, I threw it in the trash, and I took a butcher knife and I stabbed a big hole in it so nobody could take it out of the trash and wear it, because wearing that is a billboard for evil. We've got a new shirt, and that is the CNN is fake news, black and white, on the right-hand arm, Infowars.com. On the back, Infowars is real news. It's nice, soft fabric. It's $19.95. The shirt's so nice, it costs us like $10 a piece. On the bigger ones, even more. I mean, it's real soft fabric, really nice. This is the shirt I wear at home. Now, I also have another group of shirts I took home. It's what I wear at home and what I wear when I work out. And that is, my free speech doesn't end when you're offended. Infowars.com on the back, Infowars.com on the right chest, and on the right shoulder, George Washington on a black shield with olive branches around him, symbolizing victory. And I believe that is the best shirt, quite frankly. And it's not even one of our best sellers. Oh, it is now that I'm plugging it. I mean, that's a shirt I've been wearing for years. I'm like, why haven't I done an ad for this? So those shirts are available. But it's about getting the word out. It's about meeting like-minded people. And it's also about, normally we can't do free shipping. We lose a lot of money when we do it. But folks like it so much, I'm doing it this month. That's where we can't compete. I mean, we're about to start selling organic colloidal silver mouthwash. Well, I mean, it's going to cost us, at the cheapest shipping place we can find, if it's priority mail, $7 a deal. I know for a fact Amazon will give you free because they're such a massive conglomerate, they've scaled up where you can't compete with it. So this stuff comes in, and we're start selling it next week. It actually came in, and I'm in there with the folks who are like, Alex, you can't offer free shipping on this. You want to do, you know, all week, you know, till the end of the month. We just can't do it on this item, or we'll lose money. This mouthwash is so good, it's costing us $10. It's concentrate, colloidal silver, fluoride-free, all of it. It goes with Super Blue. We've already got one in. This is the organic mouthwash from Emmerich's, 10-to-1 concentrate. It's great. The new one has colloidal silver coming in. It's a bigger bottle. And it just, that's how good our deals are, is that if I give you free shipping on the new mouthwash coming in, we will lose money. That's how good these deals are. DNA Forces back in, 20% off. Everything else is 30 to 40% off. Infowarsstore.com. But it takes volume of purchase to fund it. And I am looking to not take any profit this year so that I can personally get, and we're trying. Oh, by the way, let me make this announcement now that I'm going to your calls. We need female reporters. Leanne still works here, but her grandmother had to have emergency brain surgery. She loves her. She's been there taking care of her. She's going to be back in the fall, but she's going to be back and forth between here and her grandmother's in Florida. And we've got Millie Weaver does a great job. I just like female reporters. They've got a great perspective. Send it in at jobs@infowars.com. If you've worked at mainstream news or alternative news, or you're a writer, you don't have to look like Marilyn Monroe either. You are not like Fox News. If you got the smarts, the looks, too, on top of it, whatever. We just want female reporters both in the field, auxiliary reporters, part-time reporters. But, you know, send in your reel. Show us what you've done. Never done it before? Go out and shoot a report. Show us what you can do. We want male reporters as well. And we're trying to hire like 10 more people and some managers who can also then do contest and go through all the resumes. I mean, we've got to work 18 hours a day just to hire new people. You know, I need to get just one person that schedules travel, so it's not Rob Dew, the news director, doing it. We're kind of at that point of growth where we've got to get bigger to get more done. We need the financial support. And it makes it a lot easier, so I'm not sitting here haggling with folks to move them and their families here to be at the InfoWars News Center in Texas and trying to get folks to leave Atlanta or New York or L.A. or wherever and to come here. It's not as hard now because the exodus out of New York and L.A. and Florida. I'm not bashing Florida, but it's happening. The point is we're about to really grow. I'm going to spend everything extra we've got this year because of the critical time we're in. But please, commit. Sign up for auto ships so you don't forget to support us each month to get the DNA Force. Even stuff that sells out doesn't when you do that because we hold enough back for your auto ship. Or the X2, or the, you know, the great brain nootropic, Brain Force, 30% off, 20% more each bottle. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, we're going to go to Zach, Darren, Carlos, Christian, Jim, and others. And I've got a bunch of other news I haven't hit yet. Let me hit this one, and then I'll go to your calls. Lavrov says Trump pushed Putin on election hacking. The Russian foreign minister played down the issue, but the fact that Putin regime mentioned it is significant. Following the meeting between President Trump and Putin, Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov mentioned the press conference that Trump brought up Russia interference in 2016 U.S. presidential election. Lavrov played down the significance of the segment. Quote, President Trump said the U.S., there are still some circles who were talking about the Russian alleged intrusion and Russian alleged attempt to influence the U.S. elections, Lavrov said. According to Secretary of State Tillerson, it was the first topic that the president raised in the meeting. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Let me see. Zach wants to talk about the ceasefire. So does Darren. So does Carlos. So does Kristen. Jim wants to talk about human chimeras, which, again, why do I keep hammering human chimeras? Because they've had them for 30-plus years. It's in the medical literature, and they're not showing the public, and they've got rights, and it's dangerous. And I just love how, as it all comes out, though, I'm still the discredited one with my audience for us forcing it out, you forcing it out, getting made fun of at the dinner table. Now it's in the news, and we're kookier than ever. It's like if some old guy said, son, you won't go over and fish at the other corner of that island right there at that point where the river comes out. That's where you'll catch the biggest fish. You go over there, you suddenly catch 10 times the fish. You see the old guy, and you say, man, let me buy you a beer. Let me buy you a breakfast taco or whatever there is at the little shack down the beach. Instead of be like, you old man, and just punch him right in the nose. How dare you send me where I caught my limit? But it doesn't matter. We just keep doing the right thing. But see, a lot of the sheeple doesn't want to be proven wrong. They don't want to be shown the light. You're trying to help them. They think you're showing off because they're so self-centered. They think somebody taking time out to talk to them is showing off. No, if you live in the same world as me and you're dumbed down and you're wrong and you're being conned and you're being injected every year with cancer virus-filled flu shots and I've got all the literature, it doesn't matter if talk show hosts make fun of me and say Jones is insane and says much of polio came from polio. It was in the newspapers in the 50s that a lot of people got polio from the vaccine. It was in the newspapers in the 70s and 80s that they banned it, the liquid polio vaccine, because it was live and was actually giving people polio. That's a medical fact that much of the global new paralyzation you see is caused by polio vaccines. It doesn't mean that polio virus didn't exist. It doesn't mean. The point is there's been secret experimentation and much of the disease has been spread. Vaccines didn't get rid of much of the disease. Running water and hygiene did in the 20s and 30s. The graphs are all from Australia to Europe to the U.S. Let me show TV viewers that I'm going to your calls. They're like this. Here's disease up here in 1900 in the Western world. It's the same graph all over the world. You can pull these up. Disease graphs in the industrial world. 1900. It's up here. Indoor water, sanitation, disinfection, more sophisticated detergents, clothes washing. It goes just like this. And then in the 1940s, vaccines become massively ubiquitous, and it goes like this. That's the graph right there, depending on the area of the world. You know, some of them vary. They do different stuff, but that's the graph because it's scientific. It's deliberate. Infant mortality went like this, is now bouncing back up. I mean, you know, I'm just so sick of all these pseudo-intellectuals because I don't talk in a British accent. I love the Brits. Or I don't talk in a California accent saying I'm not smart. I have done the research. I know what I'm talking about. Sorry, I'm ranting. Let's go to, not talking to the general audience, but those that are still in denial. Let's go to Kristen in the great state of Tennessee. The volunteer state. Go ahead, Kristen.
Hello, Alex.
Hi. Hi, welcome.
Hi, you remember me? The one that talked about the Federal Reserve and my dad, chairman of the Singapore Stock Exchange?
I don't remember your call exactly, but go ahead, ma'am. Sorry.
Yeah, we got 79,000 views.
Anyway, so fill me in.
Interest rates hikes. Hello?
Yeah, I don't really remember all that, but go ahead and speak on air with us.
Anyway, so basically I wanted to comment about what the man was saying earlier. Yes, the Vatican has a holding company, which is a globalist. The globalists have their holding company, which is basically the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve has their hitman, which is basically the IRS. The Federal Reserve has raised the interest rates already twice, and it's going to raise the interest rates on Trump one more time at the end of the year, and another 3 interest rates planned for next year. So if the economy doesn't go down, it's going to be a miracle. And I do speak Chinese, and I did apply for your job at yourjobs.com. So
okay, good. Well, we're trying to plow through all those, so God bless you. But let me, I remember your call now because you mentioned the speaking Chinese before. So I was like 6 months ago or so. You're absolutely right that the Vatican is its own city, its own taxes, its own regulations. It makes itself exempt from everybody else above the law. Same thing with the city of London, within London, that financial center. Not the whole London, just the small city of London. Within it is its own systems. The UN is modeled after that, set up by the Rockefellers as a holding company. So you have 3 or 4 of these competing mega states that are above the law exempt. Israel has kind of set up its own little system like that. They're what they call city states. And the globalists admit once they destroy the nation state, there won't be global kumbaya. They're going to go to only city states. That's why people like Peter Thiel has said maybe they'll have floating islands that are their own libertarian city states. So, yes, that is the de-evolution they're planning, is back to city states. And whether you're good or bad, that's the fact. That's what Thiel talked about. Thiel talked about the tide going out on globalism. Anything else, Kristen?
Yeah, because the Federal Reserve, basically, they print all the funds for a lot of countries, and the countries that are not having the Federal Reserve print their funds were at war, like Libya. So basically, the Federal Reserve has a lot of power. So
yes, and it's forcing everyone onto the digital system, and then onto digital Amazon and digital Google, getting you on their company store plantation, or more like a reservation. And then you can be given the poison blankets, you can be given the Prozac, the fire water, and be dealt with properly until they put you in the grave. We'll be right back with more calls. Great points, Kristen.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATI Armor.com.
love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
We've got a bunch of new memes that our listeners have put forward, exposing the globalists, exposing CNN. We've gotten over 2,000 of them sent to us in the last 48 hours since I announced the new $20,000 contest that Paul Watson is going to judge. He's in the emails as well. We're all going to be posting the better ones. But part of the contest is you must post it to social media yourself, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Okay, because that's part. We want to link to your meme and give it a ton of traffic. So if you send us any of these 2,400 or whatever it is, be sure and post those publicly. We've got some new compilations of them posted to Infowars.com right now. And again, none of us wish real violence against CNN. They're the ones that have their listeners out shooting people. We're just doing this as fun from movies and mean all of this in the information war as a joke. We win as long as nobody's violent against these people. Now, right now, while we're taking calls, we'll be playing in the background for TV viewers some of the new memes. Let's talk to Zach in Florida about the ceasefire that Putin and Trump struck about 2 hours and 15 minutes ago. A big win for the people of Syria and for peace. A big win for Putin and Trump. Go ahead, Zach.
Yes, Alex, it's great to be on again, and great show so far. I just wanted to kind of talk about the significance and importance of July 7th, 2017. What Donald Trump has just pulled off with this ceasefire is one of the most important things in our recent history. I mean, he literally met with Putin, stopped all this kinetic momentum, double-crossed the globalist, and is coming to an he's laying the groundwork for the end of Syria and in ISIS as we know it. Where's his Nobel Peace Prize? Where is his? The media and the fake news wants to distract you with moral judgments of him.
They won't even report on the stock market up. They won't even report on success of new jobs.
Absolutely. I mean, they want to distract you with moral judgments of the man. But think about the restraint that was shown when the Russian plane was knocked down, then meeting face-to-face, man-to-man, and getting this done behind closed doors. Trump gave Putin Syria, and Putin will give Trump North Korea. This is a major diplomatic win for the U.S., and everyone knows it. Who knows what they're looking at? Major.
Well, exactly, and now we see China and North Korea, China and Russia saying you better stop at North Korea. So I guess that is beginning to greenlight Trump to strike North Korea. I just wonder if we could take out all their systems before they destroy South Korea.
Absolutely can, but the only way that's going to be possible is a purging of the deep state, because what you see Trump doing right now is brilliant as a deal maker goes. He's utilizing these people who still have some ties, like Nikki Haley. Even I question some of Tillerson's connections, but he's using them in capacities that we could, you know, benefit from diplomatically. But then when they're done and they're compromised, he's going to move on. But what he's doing and the people he has in positions that kind of question, that some people kind of question, I think it's brilliant. I think it's calculated. It's obvious.
He's using that, what is a back channel to spy on the globalists?
100%. He's using it for what they're worth, letting them get out scotch-free, and then when he's done with them, he's moving on to the next. And, I mean, from a geopolitical timeline perspective, this is obvious. I mean, they can morally judge him for what he's done diplomatically. The metric and standard that Barack Obama was judged for gaining his Nobel Peace Prize, if that was used for Donald Trump, I was trying to give
him. He was given it for doing nothing and then launched a bunch of new wars for radical Islam.
Trump is fighting not only the actual enemy, but he's fighting people within his own country and his own government. What's going on behind the scenes will go down in history.
And again, it's not that he's some angel. He just wants prosperity and common sense with a pragmatic approach that is not a globalist approach to artificially create tension so we have a world of crisis.
Presidential. He just doesn't go out and go out and a tyrant in the first 100 days, first couple, 5 months, 6 months. he meets the Chinese premier, sees their stance, gives them some time, lets them prove himself. They don't. They uptrade. He puts out a strategic tweet earlier in the week saying, look what China's done at the North Korea missile launch. And then right on time, he meets with Vladimir Putin, and it's done. Those are already...
That's right. He's got the different paths already lined out with strategic long-term analysis and thinking, but changing as the situation changes. Great point, Zach. Darren, Rod, Carlos, Jim, your call straight ahead. And we got a special guest coming up.